Hey guys, it's Tuesday and we are talking about events still with New and 22 that led up to Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus did a lot of teaching that is recorded with his disciples, and John talks about a certain teaching that Jesus did that the other gospels don't mention, but it's a really powerful section. It's called the vine and the branches. This is a good time of the year to think about this, as so many of us are outside and gardening and planting. And I think that it would be good, as you garden and as you do things outside, that you think back to John 15. Jesus says something really cool here. He says, "I'm the true vine and my Father is the gardener." Think about that. "He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes." Okay, this is those of us who bear fruit in our Christian lives. And pruning is not comfortable, is it? But he does it for this, so that it will be even more fruitful. You know, sometimes Jesus allows us to go through difficult times and he prunes us so that we'll become even more beautiful, even more fruitful. He says, "You're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me." Now, the old King James Version, I'm pretty sure, says, "Abide in me, as I also remain in you." No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Who's the vine? It's Jesus. "Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Gosh, there's so much in this. Jesus repeating that he's the vine. He is the source of life for us. You can't have a vine and then branches coming off of it with fruit on them if you don't have the vine. Jesus, I think, here is preaching about several things, but one of the things is about reminding us not to be self-sufficient. Remember that part, "apart from me, you can do nothing"? You know, it's so easy to get into this self-sustaining mode of, "I've got to do it. I've got to do it myself. If it's to be, it's up to me." And really forgetting the fact that Jesus is the vine. And then he says this interesting thing in verse 7, "If you remain in him and his words remain in us, then whatever you ask for will be done for you." Now, people will take this, they will pull it out of context, and they will try to make this say that you can, no matter what, get anything you want. As I always tell you, Scripture supports Scripture. There's other scriptures that talk about motives. Our motives have to be pure. So if our motives are pure and our will lines up with God's will, and if we are doing what? If we are remaining in him. If we take our self-sufficiency and hand it over to him. And then he says that, verse 8 again, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." You know, it's really hard to think that there's such thing as a Christian, a true Christian, a genuine Christian, that doesn't bear fruit, that doesn't do things that show others that they are a disciple of Jesus Christ. This has nothing to do with whether we're outgoing, a type A or B personality. It's not about that. God puts people in every one of our lives that he wants to see the fruit that we bear. And so I want you to think about that today. Am I bearing fruit? Do people, when they run into me, do they know that Jesus is our vine? He is the very source of our life. Do they know that we remain, that we abide in Jesus all the time, that he is everything, that he is our number one? Do people know that? And if not, maybe today's the day you decide that you're going to start working on the fruit that shows that you are his disciple. Something to think about today as you're out and about, if you're spending time outside, or if you're just studying the word. He's the vine, we're the branches. We can't bear fruit without him. And his desire is for us to bear fruit, because that shows that we are true disciples of Jesus.